Good morning. The effects of Sandy are still being felt across interior New York and New England as the storm continues to fill in and weaken out toward the Pittsburgh area. Bands of showers will continue to rotate through from south to north, putting some wet weather across the region from time to time, but these will not be long-lasting. Along with the showers, though, some cooler air will actually flow in from the south as it wraps all the way around the center of the storm. And despite the southerly breeze today, temperatures will stay put or only rise a few degrees during the course of the afternoon. We could see some breaks in the clouds for the trick-or-treaters this evening, especially across southern sections of the region, but to the north, mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers right on into the evening. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, cooler, a shower possible with lows down around 40. Now for tomorrow, what's left of Sandy will move into southern Canada. We'll still be under the influence of the system with a few showers, and temperatures will only reach the lower 50s once again. The storm will depart north and east of us on Friday, and around the backside of Sandy will pick up an increasing northwesterly wind flow. This will make things feel even cooler. There will be a few showers around in that northwesterly flow, and highs will only reach just about 50. Still blustery and cool behind the system on Saturday, dry though, with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the middle 40s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, still a bit of that northwest breeze behind the departing system in the mid to upper 40s. And that will leave us with dry but cool weather for early next week with a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday. High pressure will be in control, but that will leave us in the mid 40s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, post-tropical cyclone Sandy is located about 50 miles east-northeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Sandy is moving to the northwest at 8 miles per hour. It is expected to turn north across western New York or Lake Erie and continue to move northward into Canada today. Gale warnings and small craft advisories are in effect for portions of the Great Lakes. Small craft advisories are in effect along much of the mid-Atlantic and northeast coasts. Flood and coastal flood watches, warnings, and advisories are in effect over portions of the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states. The freshwater floodwaters originating in the upper Potomac from the rains of Sandy will start to impact the tidal Potomac, resulting in a significant flood starting this evening and continuing through Friday afternoon. Blizzard warnings remain in effect across the higher elevations of the central Appalachians. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for the mountains of southwest Pennsylvania, western Maryland, and southwestward into eastern Tennessee, eastern Kentucky, and extreme western North Carolina. Additional snowfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches are expected in the mountains of West Virginia into far western Maryland, with isolated amounts up to 15 inches. This will bring snowfall totals of 2 to 3 feet over portions of the central Appalachians and 1 to 2 feet over eastern portions of Kentucky and the mountains along the North Carolina-Tennessee border. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a southeast wind at 55 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut territory, mostly clear and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 48 degrees, the dew point 44, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.45 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 18 at Sparta, Wisconsin, Embarrass, Minnesota, and Belmont in Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, a chance of showers with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 58, that's 13 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.38 inches, which is 0.18 below normal. And 32.05 for the year, which is 0.96 below normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 342. And for the season, 470, which is 156 heating degree days below normal. The average temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 73, set in 1946. And the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m. 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight, and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, showers today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool. A few showers around, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy on Friday, cooler. A few scattered showers near 50. In the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend and a gusty northwest wind. And staying in the 40s with partly sunny skies into the early part of next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.